A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
In Jesus' mighty name, with praise and worship. Amen. Amen. Can we all pray, church? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this hour before your presence. Lord, we thank you for your word which will be coming today. It is from you, not from man, O Lord. Daddy, I pray this morning that I'm your vessel, O Lord. I pray for unction. I pray for help from the Holy Spirit. Even as your people gather here today, Daddy, we want to hear from you. Speak to us, O Lord. Let our ears be open to your word, O Lord. Give us a heart of understanding, O Lord. Daddy, I have no power of my own, O Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask for help this morning. Even as I bring your word before your people, Daddy, we pray that you will speak through me in the name of Jesus. This congregation will be blessed, O Lord. Daddy, I consecrate my body, O Lord. My thoughts, my wills, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, that these people will be blessed this morning. I will not be a victim of this war, but Daddy, you will bless me with it in the name of Jesus. Let healing come this morning. Let deliverance come, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that you will touch every heart here this morning in the name of Jesus. Daddy, and all glory will be yours at the end of the day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. It's good to see everyone here. And I welcome you all to the presence of God. I thank those people joining us after some few days. Brother Emmanuel, you're welcome. We thank God for you. And I welcome everyone to the presence of God. I want to acknowledge the presence of God here. God Almighty is with us. And as we're listening to his word, it will bless us mightily. I'm just as vessel before you. So hear the word of God and look unto him. We shall all be blessed in Jesus' name. I want to thank our senior pastor. I've been asked to do this. Each time they tell me, my heart would be like, what am I going to bring? But, well, the Lord has helped me before. I know he's going to help me again today with it. Yes, he's a faithful God. I want to thank our resident pastors. They're not here, but I want to thank them as well. All ministers, elders, and board of trustees, and this beautiful congregation as well. Our title for today's message is still the same. Is it God, the Rock of Our Habitation? And this is from Psalm 71. That's our anchor scripture for this month of October. Comes from verse 3. We've heard much about this. Pastor has brought messages, same as some other people who have been onto this altar, and they've given us messages, they share their words with us. But today we will still go further in it. And I believe that God will bless us even as we listen to his word. Please, let's turn to Psalm 71. Psalm 71 from verse 3, we'll read this even as we go on this message. I read Psalm 71 from verse 3. It says, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou art given commandment to save me. Be thou my rock and my fortress." Brethren, this morning I bring to you a word of hope. Amen. A message of love. Amen. A message of peace. Amen. A message of assurance. Amen. A message to comfort. Amen. A message of faith. Amen. It's a message of inspiration. Amen. A message of salvation. Amen. And this morning is a message of assurance. A reminder that we serve a covenant-keeping God. We have a series of messages on this. We are here this morning to even go further in this. And this month, Pastor has cited so many examples, and we've shared so many things. Then when I'm preparing my note, I was going to, what do we mean by rock, when we say rock? The psalmist says in Psalm 71 that God is our rock of habitation. And even David in his world again, in so many pages of the Psalms. We've seen Psalm 18, Psalm 91, Psalm 31, Psalm 24. It explained, all of these Psalms has explained to us. Well, in a layman's term, in layman's definition, I was thinking, what is a rock? I went to the dictionary, I even checked myself, what can I give to a rock? He said a rock is a solid mineral forming part of the surface of the earth and other similar planets exposed on the surface or underneath the soil. One says it's a large piece of rock that sticks up out of the ground or the sea or that has broken away from a mountain or a cliff. When we say about a rock, it can be a bigger rock, it can be a smaller one, but we can see that a rock is solid. It stands for something. It is very solid. It's very hard to be broken, except you are an expertise or you have done something to break it. I can remember when days in Nigeria, my friend's dad used to have a quarry site. It's a big place. And when they want to break the rocks down there, they set things down there, and they will blow the whistle for people to move far, you know, because they want to break it down just to make all this granite so that they can supply to builders. I remember then they will blow the whistle from one angle to the other, and people would move. And when they blast this thing, even if you're in the city center of Oxford, you can hear it. And if you pick a piece of it, really solid, even when it's big, it's solid. It stands for strength. It stands for stability to me. So that is what, when the psalmist compared God as a rock, that is what it stands for. So we'll say here that it's not easy to be broken. You see, so God stands as solid, is stable, is a rock. When we talk of habitation, what do we mean by habitation? Habitation is a place of joyful freedom. We can take habitation as a home. Habitation means an act or a fact of dwelling, where we dwell, where we reside, a place of lodging, abode, a fact of living in a particular place. It could be a house, a home, a seat, a lodging, accommodation, housing, and many more. Oxford Dictionary defined it as a fact of living in a particular place. It says in quotes, sign of human habitation. When we say someone builds his house on a rock or near a river, he resides. That's his habitation. So when we talk about Psalm, it describes God as a rock of our habitation. We found in the Lord that he is our security, he is our source of confidence, he is our stability, and God is a solid foundation. Amen. When we build on him, a solid foundation, our home, what we have, we are sure that nothing will drive it away. We've seen our houses built. I'm sure we can see what the mortgage says in this country, and same is America. Everywhere in the world, you see the most powerful, most influential people. But when we saw when the hurricane came, even those houses were built, they were so solid, strong. But when the wind came, when the hurricane came, they couldn't withstand that power. That they call it natural disaster. But you can see the power that came with it. Houses that were bought with billions of dollars, billions of pounds, they perished. They lost their things. But what the Bible is saying to us, that we can find an habitation which is built on a solid rock. Christ is that solid rock. But when we trust in him and when we come to his habitation, it is an assurance for us. We're building our home on a solid foundation. Even our life is full of assurance. It's a source of confidence, stability. In the course of our study today, our message, please let us go through Psalm 91. Psalm 91 will give us a clear idea of the trust we have in God. Psalm 91, and I'm going to read. He that dwell in the secret place, this is it. People that put themselves in a secret place of the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall come cover thee with his feather, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou art made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Verse 11, he says, for he shall give his angel charge over thee, to keep thee in thy ways. They shall bear thee in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and young lions and dragon thou shalt trample on the faith. 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So we can see the assurance with Psalm 91. This is the word of God. It is powerful. And when we believe in this, it's a great assurance for us that no evil will come near our dwelling. When we stand on that solid rock, which is God Most High, we are safe. We have confidence. We have hope. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. Now, brethren, please let's go into the book of Exodus. Exodus, Pastor Winford was reading, and just this morning I was tidying up my notes, and I was going through this, and he came and prayed through it. We haven't spoken this morning. It's just to show you that God is taking us through one direction. And we thank the name of the Lord for that. I would, when we talk about the book of Exodus, Exodus explains to us the burden, the suffering of the people of Israel, the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. And as we can see that Egypt stands for so many things. Egypt, as we can see, it stands for suffering. Egypt means bondage. It means captivity, imprisonment. It means discrimination. It means torture. And it means slavery. The children of Israel, the Bible told us that they were under Pharaoh for almost 430 years. That is a long time to be enslaved, to be in captivity. They were suffering. Don't forget, they were having children. They were having life there. But they were not free. They were under Pharaoh. And they were under the Egyptian. Under the bondage of the Egyptian. Under the bondage of Pharaoh. They suffered a lot. For 430 years. This is a long time to be there. But they serve a living God. God saw the labor, the heavy labor, and their suffering. And God had a message for them. He chose Moses. Moses was sent to Pharaoh to deliver God's message. We'll be going through this in the course of our message this morning. But let's turn quickly to Exodus chapter 4, please. Exodus chapter 4. And I'll read from verse 22. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 22. I'll read. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. That is the heritage we carry, people of God. We are God's chosen people. He's firstborn. He loves us. He cares for us. So the Israelites were in this bondage. They suffered a great deal. But God sent Moses. And God said to him, go to Pharaoh and tell him that God's word is, let my people go. Pharaoh, thinking God was a man, think he could deceive God. Even when Moses said to him, at first, because his heart was so hardened. Even God said his heart is hardened. But he would honor himself through Pharaoh. That is going to prove to them that he is God. In that situation, he said to Moses, oh, I will let your people go. As soon as Moses will turn, he will change his mind. He will say, these people, I will not release them. We can see the connection between masters and servants. The power, every master to prove their power is when they see slaves suffering. If you see any wealthy person or those people at the top, when they want to show to you they have power, for them to be pleased of that power and wealth which they have to look behind them and see that they are slaves. Even then, that's the way they think, oh, I'm above every other person. Pharaoh will look behind and think, these are the Israelites. They're serving me. They are slaves here. Why should I release them? He's using them to accomplish his goals. They were using them, children, women, men. Even when Moses approached him, their burden doubled. Their burden even doubled because they were asking for freedom. There was so many pressure on them. Even they were building bricks. The material was to be brought to them. They said, no, we are not bringing it. We want you to go and fetch for it. Go and find it. Use it. Imagine a block builder. If you are building some, let's say we're building a block to build a house. You are just making a block to build a house. You know, there's someone producing that. And there are some coming to use it for the building of the house. But they said, go and build. Bring it again and build a house. They said, this suffering is coming too much. And when they saw it, even they approached Moses saying, now you've said we should go. Can you see how we are suffering? But they serve one God, which they did not realize. He is a covenant-keeping God. He said to them, he remembered that covenant he swore with their forefathers, with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. Let's go to Exodus chapter 6 and read from verse 1 to 8, please. Exodus chapter 6, from verses 1 to 8. He said, then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. With a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, was I not known to them? He said, he was known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them a land of, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Verse 5 says, I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptian kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Today, God Almighty will remember his covenant with us in the name of Jesus. He is the Lord that remembers covenant. He is not man. That's why we mustn't put our habitation into man. We must come into God. He remembered their cry. He remembered that covenant he swore with their forefathers. Verse 6 said, wherefore, says unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Today, every burden you are going through, the Almighty God is listening. He will bring us out of it. He will bring you out of it. He will bring me out of it in the name of Jesus. I will rid you out of thy bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. Verse 7 says, I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burden of the Egyptian. Verse 8 says, and I will bring you into a land concerning which I did swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it, I will give you for an heritage. I am the Lord. That is God Almighty. He is above every other God. Church. He saw the suffering. He saw they were weak. He saw what they were going through day and night for 430 years. It is a long time to suffer. Brethren, what are you going through? But the Lord is yet speaking unto us that the way he has promised the Israelites, his word is yea and amen. Amen. He's the Lord that fulfills his word. He's not man. So he's speaking unto us this morning that will keep his promises in our lives. Amen. God Almighty saw their suffering and heard their cry. So he chose Moses to liberate them, to release them from the hands of Pharaoh, to take them into the promised land which he has sworn and promised to their fathers. It did not come easy for the children of Israel because Pharaoh was hardened in his heart and he did not want to release them. Even the children of Israel did not even listen. They were so bothered. They were afraid because the pressure was too much. So God said to Moses, go with so many signs that they would prove to them. And God punished the Egyptian with plagues. Do you know it was 10, one after the other, one after the other. Pharaoh would say, oh, I'll release them. Thinking God is a man. You can deceive God. Then he will change his mind. This punishment were coming. And God said, finally, I would make sure that today I honor myself through Pharaoh. And God did. God said to them, remember the Passover. He said he's going to punish them with their first son. Even with Pharaoh's first son, they will all die. And when he saw that, he knew that he wasn't dealing with man. He was dealing with God. So what happened, children of Israel? Oh, God said to Moses, do this. He said, let's go to Exodus 11, chapter 11, verse 7. Chapter 11, verse 7, please. But against any of the children of Israel, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how the Lord doth put a difference between Egyptian and Israelites. God said, even there, I'm going to punish them, but I will save my people. Even to their animals, I will keep them. And God proved himself. He said, just put the blood mark on your doors, and when I come, I will see. I would preserve you. Nothing will come. Even in the midst of bondage, there is habitation, people of God. Even in the midst of suffering, people stand on the solid rock, the children of Israel, because God was their habitation. He kept them in the midst of destruction because God destroyed them, the Egyptian. He punished them for going wrong against his word. For failure to hearken unto his word, God punished them. But even till the animals that belongs to the Israelites, God preserved. He is a wonderful God. What did he do with all this? God punished them, even heavily, and his judgment came. God's judgment came. The children, the Israelites, you can see they were going, they were so afraid. Even when Pharaoh decided to release them, the Israelites moved. They said they were in their thousands. They were going. And when they were going, you know, they said, oh God, thank you for doing this on their way. And Pharaoh just thought of it. You know, a master will never want to give up on his slave. He wants to hold them captive. He doesn't want them to go. He doesn't want to release them because of what is benefiting from them. but he doesn't want them to be liberated. No freedom. Just stand as slavery for thousands of years. But when God opens that door, no man can shut it. That is the God we serve. He said, my people, let them go. Israelites were going. People of God. And Pharaoh, what did he do? He called his horsemen, his soldiers, his chariots. He called his army. They moved towards the children of Israel, saying, today, I'm going to finish it. If I can't have you, then I will destroy you. Then they were going. They were moving. Imagine you going in front. There is a Red Sea. You look at your back. Armies were coming. They had no choice. They were so afraid. They felt doomed. They felt they were trapped. They said to Moses, but we told you, is it not better for us to suffer than bringing this destruction unto us? But the children of God have forgotten. All they need to do is to remember that which God has swore with their forefathers. He said to Isaac, he said to Abraham, he said to Jacob, he said he has made a covenant of peace with them. That is with God we serve. He made a covenant of peace with his children. The Israelite looked at the back. They were trapped. They looked in front of them. It's a Red Sea. What shall we do? Then they look up. They remembered. To people of God, we can look up. They cried unto God. And he said to Moses, the rod that which you have in your hand, just put it there and there will be a way. There came a dry land. People of God, the Bible says that he formed the wall. I don't know what scientists will call it if they see it happen today. They would give it a name because they have names for every other thing. But the name they couldn't find when that hurricane was coming. It came and destroyed so many things. Nobody could stop it. But you see what happened to the children of Israel. They were moving and they moved. The Red Sea came to a dry land. And even when Pharaoh saw the power of God, he did not give up. He still think he can fight with the Most High, but you cannot win. No one fights the battle with God and wins. The children of God passed through, and they were coming. He said to them, let's see the Bible. We'll go through it. He said to them, our pastor said this morning, that Egyptian that will see them no more. Amen. And they were coming. You know, they passed through. They looked behind them. The children of Israel, they were still afraid. They think they will come. And Moses turned back again with the instruction of God. He said, put that rod back and you will see that those Egyptians you see them no more. Pharaoh did not give up because his heart was so hardened. But his heart was hardened because God wants to honor his name. When they came in their thousands, they perished. I didn't know what you're going through this morning, but God knows. Church, there's a message for us. Almighty God knows. He is a covenant-keeping God. Trust in him. He is the way maker. He's speaking this morning. It's only for us to listen. Pastor mentioned a couple of weeks ago, he said, when you come into God's habitation, you are no more a second citizen. You are a first citizen. There was discrimination in Egypt. But when God liberated the children of Israel, they were no more made second citizens. There is punishment there. They were in bondage. God released them. That chain of bondage, stagnation, God took it out of their lives. Because they held on to the power of God. They call on him. And you know, even Moses was a bit confused because there was so much pressure on him. But because he was in tune with God, you know, he was placed there. He was made a hope for the Israelite. God said to him, do this because I want to prove to them that indeed I am a living God. And that is exactly what God did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus chapter 14, please, from verse 13 to 18. Exodus chapter 14. Thank you, ma'am.
Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today.
Yes.
For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord shall fight for you.
Amen.
And you shall hold your peace.
Amen.
Christ thou unto me,
speak
unto the children of Israel that they go forward.
In the name of Jesus.
But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh.
In the name of Jesus.
And upon all his hosts.
Thank you,
upon
Lord.
His chariots.
Thank you, Lord.
And upon his horsemen.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 18. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes.
When I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. Upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. May the Lord bless the reading of his
word. Amen. We can see how powerful the God we serve. He is powerful, he is awesome. No one will share his glory with him.
Amen.
Pharaoh wanted to share God's glory with him, but he failed. He wasn't God. It's just a king. There were many pharaohs, but those were the king of the Egyptian kings. That's their name. This one had in his own heart, but God showed him that you are not dealing with man, but you are dealing with God. When I shut any door, no man will open it. And when I open any door, no man will shut it. God proved himself strong. And the children of God, they came with songs of victory. They got the victory they deserved. Because God remembered them. They were not put to shame. They were so scared, they were so afraid. But they remember something. They look up to the heavens. Let's check chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. And see there. And there's one popular song we sing. It comes from here. We will sing again. In the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 15. And from verse 1 I'll read. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. And spoke saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider hearts he thrown into the sea. Remember verse 2, which our pastor said this morning. He said, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my Lord. I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt him. He is a powerful God. He is a living God. And he proved himself strong in the Israelite situation. This morning, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will honor his name in our situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then let's go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. And see, he said, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness and faithful in praises. Always do in wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness and faithful in praises. Always do in wonders, hallelujah. The tribe of the lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The Aham, the Aham, the ancient of days. The eternal rock of ages. The God of Isaac. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. The God of Moses, the God of Israel. There is none like him. No one will share his glory with him. No one will take his place. In your life, he will honor his name in the name of Jesus. In my life, he will honor his name. He's the most powerful. There is none like him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, Lord. We're still going on this message. Exodus chapter 15. I'll read from verse 12 down to 13. Thou stretch out thy right hand. The heart swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy heart let forth the people which thou art redeemed. Thou art guided them in their strength unto thy holy habitation. Can you see we serve a living God? When we come to God in his habitation, people of God, there is joy. Amen. There is hope. There is salvation. There is deliverance. There is healing. Imagine people in captivity for so many years, 430 years is a long time. What captivity have you been? What have you suffered? A year or two, we're saying, oh God, I'm fed up. I always say that. When I'm struggling with things, I'll say I'm fed up. My wife will say, oh, why are you fed up? Go and ask some other people what they've gone through. I'll say, but I'm not them. But you say, the only thing you need to do is to remind God. I did not know until I was reading this page. And I could see God was giving me the picture. And I'm saying, God, if people could suffer for this long, so what have I gone through? This morning I'm telling you there is hope in God. He is our solid foundation. And there is nothing too big for him to handle. He proved himself right in every circumstances of the Israelites. They came into God's habitation. They were saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous running to it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous running to it, and they were saved. Exodus 15:13 says, God guided his people into his holy habitation, a place where shame cannot come to them, a place where sickness cannot meet them, a place where accusing fingers cannot come unto them, a place where God has covered their shame. He has covered them with victory. Our God is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Brethren, like I said, I don't know what you're going through at the moment, but God knows. And the God that saved the children of Israel is still alive today. He's not a old God. He doesn't wear this kind of clothes that will be out of date. His shoes is not out of date. We can wear shoes, it worn out. We go and look for another one. It's God that was there yesterday. He's there today, will be there forever. Come into his habitation and into his peace, and he shall turn around every situation in your life in the name of Jesus. After leaving Egypt, the journey wasn't easy for the children of Israel. But brethren, they persevered. They endured. They were going. When they were losing hope, they remembered God. He signed a covenant with them. He said that covenant is of life and is of peace. When they remembered this, they put themselves in his habitation. They were drawing strength from him. God still kept them. After leaving Egypt, it wasn't easy at all. But God still kept them in his promise. He kept his promise over their lives. He provided a pillar of cloud by day to shield them from the sun. And even a fire, pillar of fire by night, just to give them warmth. Because that was what they needed. He fed them with manna. He took care of them. He was looking after them day and night. Because they remembered that they serve the living God. People of God, I just want to encourage you this morning. Let's draw ourselves into God's habitation. Like we said, it's a rock. Think of it. A rock of habitation. In my house, when I go in there, I'm safe. I will spread the love with my family. I will eat things comfortable. Even when I'm not comfortable, I'm in my home. Come to compare that with the habitation of God. Come into the house of God, into his habitation, where everything is free of charge. Even in our house, we pay for gas, we pay for electricity. Even the food we eat. But God is saying, I have everything perfect. I have everything. Let's just go in line with God this morning. And he will perfect everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. The God we serve is the living God. Even David encouraged us in Psalm 18 verse 2. If we can open to Psalm 18 verse 2, please. David encouraged us as well. The psalmist encouraged us. Psalm 18, I'll read verse 2. It says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my butler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Did we see what David meant? David gave God. He said God is his strength, is his strong tower. So many names he gave. He compared to God as his shelter. God is his strength. God is his rock. God is his fortress, his deliverer, his refuge, his stronghold. What is God to you this morning, church? What is God to you? Tell him who he is and say to him, be to me who you are, Lord. Daddy, be to me who you are, because you are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my deliverer. You are my refuge. You are my habitation, my stronghold, my shield. Be to me who you are. And the Lord will prove himself strong in our situation. In the name of Jesus. David said, be to me a rock of habitation, where I may continually resort. Be to me a rock of repose, a deep, quiet place where I can come continually and draw strength, draw power from you. Not merely did David long to dwell in the house of God forever, but he would love to stay in there. He wants to be surrounded by God. He chose to, people of God. So it's a choice which we need to know. Let's come to God. It's free, it's open. Just like we were sharing on Friday. They said, after a very long day at work, I remember about 6 weeks is this job I do every year with my former employer. And when I go back to them, we deal with schools because we take photographs all around the United Kingdom. So we would travel every week. It's a bit difficult, but I ask for God to strengthen me, you know, even with my wife. Then we would travel from one place to another. But we stay over in the hotel. But when we finish work in the morning, sometimes we finish at 1. We'll be going from maybe Liverpool to Wales. Then my manager will say to me, Baba. I will say, yeah. He'll say, Baba, we will stop at the service station. Then, you know, service station is where we can go to the toilet. You can refuel your car. You can refuel your energy, buying coffee or tea or whatever. But, you know, at this service station, when we go in there, it's very expensive. I don't like it because it makes me spend more. I said to him, okay, when others will say, okay, let's go there, you know, I can't be the only different one amongst them. I will just say, okay, I will stop. But I will just go for a cup of chocolate. Then there we will stop. There are some lorry drivers. They will come in. They will with their towel. There's a bathroom. There is WH Smith's, there is McDonald's, there is, you know, Burger King everywhere. You go in there, well, it comes at a cost. Everyone will stop. They will go for one thing or the other. Some people will go for shower, some people will just go to use themselves in the toilet, then they will come back. We would refresh because we have a long way to go. We finished a hard day job. That is where we stopped. You see? But you don't go there, nothing comes free. You have to buy. You've gone through every stress. See how that has happened this year. We're standing by the grace of God, not by our power. There are loads of things that have happened. And we can see what God promised in Psalm 91. He said, with our eyes we will see. Thousands who will trample upon serpents and scorpions, but none will harm us. He has kept his word in our lives. Now he's calling us. When we stop at this service station, we will buy things. People will spend money. Thank God for the managers who ask credit cards sometimes to pay for things. But I'm telling you, God is calling us. After a very hard time, he said, come into my habitation where things are free. We can draw into it. I can choose not to go into that place. It's a choice. Whoever don't want to go does not go. But do you want to keep us struggling? We need to know the light. We need to see the light of God. That is why we have to draw strength from him. People of God, any other habitation is expensive. It comes at a cost. But God is calling us. All he wants from us is to change our ways and draw to him. He's ready to receive us. He's never tired of us. He's a wonderful God. David would not merely live in God's word, but within God himself. And he will realize the meaning of Moses when he said, Lord, you have been a dwelling place in all generations. You can see, we are still the children of Israel. We are an heritage of God. He is alive today. And he's watching over us day and night. He is a good God. He is a covenant-keeping God. To David, God was a delightful habitation for him. God was his habitation. God was his home. David found a peaceful security in God. That's what he's saying to us in Psalm 18. Be my strong habitation. God was his fortress, his castle, his high tower, his rock of defense. And he had to God a continual access. Whereunto I may continually resort. A continual access. He wasn't denied access. If, like Pastor said, if we are supposed to go to the queen or someone, we'll book an appointment. You see? To see a man, a wealthy person, even though a wealthy person, even in Oxford City Council, you will have to book an appointment. You can't just walk in. There will be a date. There will be a time. It will be recorded, written down. You will have to go. But David said he had a continual access to God Most High. He wasn't hindered. He wasn't stopped. That is it. It's open access to every one of us. We can draw our strength from him. Because he is our rock of habitation. He is a good God. God meant everything to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is the God we serve. And we will ask him this morning, church, that God be to me who you are. Lord, prove to us, O Lord, that indeed you are a Savior. Turn every situation around for us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. By your Spirit, help us, O Lord. Strengthen us, O Lord. Because we have nobody but you. The message is simple. God is a safe house for those who have been oppressed. Have you been battered in any way? Have you been oppressed in any way? A refuge is a place of safety. That is where we need to draw our strength from. A place of protection and security. A secured fortress. That is our God's habitation. And that is what the Lord is to his people. He is a refuge for the oppressed. Do you ever feel oppressed? Oppression from fear? Oppression from worry? From weakness? Oppression from doubt? Come to him today. He's here to listen. Oppression by loneliness? Oppression by grief, by depression, oppression by problem or situation that won't go away. Church, let's call on the name which is above every other name, is here this morning to hear us. What is the situation you are going through? The Lord has saved Israel is here. The covenant-keeping God is here today. He said he will move mightily in our situation. Be to me who you are, Lord. My fortress, my refuge, my shield, my strong habitation, my rock. There is none like you, Lord. Prove to me that you are strong, O Lord. In every situation, Daddy, let there be a turnaround for good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High God. God can handle it, church. Is it not too big for him? Nothing is too big for him. He can handle it. Let's call on him this morning. Be to me who you are, Lord. Nothing is difficult for him this morning. Is he your child? Is he your husband? Is he your health? Is he your situation, your job, your status? Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Be to me who you are, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let him be to you what he is this morning, church. A refuge, a safe place for the oppressed, a stronghold, a secure fortress in times of trouble. My rock, my shield, my refuge, you are, Lord. This is what God is. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our light and our salvation. The father of the orphans, champion of the widow he is. He is our shepherd, our savior, our friend. Thank you, Lord. I'm urging you, child, to think about it. Think about him. The ever-living God. He is our friend. He is our shepherd. He is our savior. He is everything that we need. Let's pray this morning, this afternoon. That Lord, in my situation, in my life, oh Lord. In my circumstances, oh Lord. In my situation, Daddy. Be to me who you are, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Lord. Let's rise on our feet, church. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because no, he owns my future. My life is worth a living chose because he lives. Because he lives, Lord, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he owns my future. My life is worth a living just. Because he lives. Let's thank him this morning, church. You are awesome. You are powerful. You are merciful. Lord, you are gracious. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, Daddy, for delivering us, O Lord. Thank you for setting us free. Let's call on him, church. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Our life is worth a living because he lives. Most High God, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. We honor you today because we have a free access to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you are our shield, you are our fortress. You are our stronghold, our savior, our friend, our father. Daddy, continue to be to us who you are, Lord. Thank you, Most High. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Most High and everlasting God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Daddy, your word is here and amen. We thank you for how powerful it has come today. Thank you for setting the captives free, O Lord. Thank you for healing the sick. Thank you for deliverance, O Lord. Thank you for blessing your people. Daddy, I thank you for blessing me too, O Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. We pray for peace, O Lord. Peace in our ministry. Peace in our lives. Prosperity, O Lord. Joy. Happiness. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that we will continue and continue to rejoice in your faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be to us who you are. In the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Everywhere we go. Be to us who you are, O Lord. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.